But just to end with one more ha'ara, and that is Rabbi Yechiel Mechel Tokachinsky wrote a sefer called Ira Kodesh Vamikdash. It's just a little bit of background. So Rabbi Yechiel Mechel Tokachinsky was born in the 1870s in Belarus, but as a very, very young boy, he went to Eretz Yisrael. And when he went to Eretz Yisrael, at a very young age, he married the granddaughter of Rav Shmuel Salant. So Rav Shmuel Misalant, he was the Rabbi Shal Yerushalayim for 70 years, and he married the granddaughter of Rav Shmuel Misalant, and he immediately had a seat at the table, and he saw all the nechnasim and the yoitzim and all the big shailas that took place in the late 19th century, early 20th century that were going on in Eretz Yisrael. He was a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous goyin. He's famous for zmanim, he's famous for writing the authoritative work on Hilchas Avelos, Gesher Achayim. He was Goyen Oilam. He was a Chavrus and a very, very close friend with Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. He wrote many, many Svarim. And one of the Svarim, very befitting to talk about Rav Tokachinsky on a Tainus, but one of the Svarim that he wrote is called Ira Kodesh Vamikdash. Hard to find, but Kedai if you could. And Ira Kodesh Vamikdash, it's five halachim, and he goes through all the different halachas related to Eretz Yisrael. And he did a very, very, very long analysis on Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. So it's in Chelek Gimel, it's Perek Yud Ches and Perek Yud Tes. It's over 50 pages long. And he goes through the Arichos, Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. And one of the things that he focuses on is this idea. He says, quote, Umikana Nidon Chadosha. He says, I want to say a Davar Chadosh, and that is this raid that we just said. That when the Yidden didn't know, they had no idea what was going on in Yerushalayim, and they were keeping 2 days Yontif simply because of Sveik of the Yoyma. But the 2 days Yontif that were keeping Sveik of the Yoyma, the first day, they knew was really Yontif and Chodesh Tishrei. The second day, what do you mean? Based on, he brings the Ritva, and the Shai Gesariye, and the Noi de Yehuda, and a lot of the raid that we spoke about just now is there in Ira Chodesh Vamikdash in Perek Yud Ches. But then he says, Yoytze Mikan Chadosh Oid. He says, I want to say another Chiddush. I want to say another Chiddush. Listen to this Gemara. Rosh Hashanah Daf Yotes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Shochu Leila Marukfa. They told Marukfa. Ador HaSomach Lin. By the way, who was Marukfa? Marukfa was the Reish Galusa in the times of Rav and Shmuel. So this is a letter that was sent from Eretz Yisrael to Marukfa. He's the Manik. He's the Rav HaRoshi. He's the Reish Galusa in Bavo. So you should know that Ador HaSomach Lin Nisan. So if there's one Adar, it's the only Adar in, right? That's Adar. If there's two Adars, it's Adar base. It's the Adar HaSomach L'Nisan, La'olam Chasa. Adar HaSomach L'Nisan, La'olam Chasa. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Yud Tes Amud Beis. Now the Gemara asks a Kasha, and the Gemara comes out Tiyufta. But Rav Tkachinsky said that if you look at the Gemara carefully, and you go through it well, it's mavur that the Tiyufta of the Gemara was not on the premise of what they told Marukva. What they told us to Marukva, and then they didn't know what they were talking about. But the Tiyufta was because it sounded like Adar HaSamach L'Nisan La'olam Chaser, and it wasn't La'olam Chaser because there were times that it wasn't Chaser. But says Rav Tkachinsky, go through the Gemara over there, you're going to see that almost always Adar HaSamach L'Nisan was Chaser. Now, if Adar HaSamach L'Nisan was Chaser, what does that mean? That means that just like the Ritva said in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches, and the Shai Gesariye said in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches, and the Michas Chinuch said in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, that there was a Rav that the Yidden were able to use in Chodesh Tishrei, they knew the first day, the 30th day from Chodesh, from Rosh Chodesh Elul was Rosh Chodesh, and they were able to figure out Midday Raisa based on a Rav when Yontif was. And they had the same exact thing in Chodesh Nisan. So that means they knew when Pesach was. And if they knew when Pesach was, count 50 days, they knew when Shavuos was. So he says it comes out there was never a real Yontif Sheni. There was never a real Yontif Sheni. He says the whole Yontif Sheni was a Chumra Ba'alma, not to be Soymich on the right. Because sometimes the Taka didn't play out. But you want to know Medine Torah, they had a right to be Soymich on the right. Now, it didn't always work out. Is it Efshel Avurei? We could start clearing Lumdis and figuring all this out. But the bottom line is the Yisoid. Says Rav Tkachinsky, that just to clarify a little bit, based on Gemaras, this is not abstract history, right? We're not digging up some old history book in Latin. It's Pasha learning the Gemaras and the Rishonim and the Achrayim. What emerges is very, very clearly from the Sugi. You just have to know how to find it. But it's clear. It's right here. Rav Tkachinsky helped. But you see it all right here. And that is that whether it was Chodesh Tishrei and it was Chodesh Nisan, all the Yomim Tovim, all of the Yomim Tovim, they knew when the first day Yontif was. And really, the second day Yontif that they kept, they were only always keeping with the Rabban. There's a lot more here in Ira Kodesh Vamikdash V'Ezus Hashem. Hopefully we'll be able to get to some more of it in the next few days. But just to end, I heard from a very, very chashuv yid, Reb Michal Steif, told me that he heard from his Hele Gezeda, Reb Yonason Steif, who once said in a drasha, it was a drasha on Zayin Adar, and he was speaking and he said that Chazal say, Mimois Ezra ve'elach loy matzinu elul mu'uber. So he said, why is it that Mimois Ezra ve'elach loy matzinu elul mu'uber? Why were they never ma'aber chodesh el? He said, because there's a Manda Amar and Shas that says that Benisa Nigalu Ubetishre Yasidim Ligoyal. He said the Yidden knew that Betishre Yasidim Ligoyal. And when Chodesh Tishrei was coming, they never wanted to push her off even one day. We're not going to add another day to Elul. We want Chodesh Tishrei to come. It's like this, we could already usher in the Geula. And he teached that the Geula is going to come Be'ita Achishena. Achishena means it's going to come quickly. Shua Sashem Meherafayim. The Geula could always come. Oh, but there's also a Sman of Be'ita. And in this Sman of Be'ita, there's a Man Dama that holds when's the Be'ita? It's Betishrei Nivra Oila. And it's Betishrei Asidim Ligos, the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, in the first parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. So he said it's for that reason that the Yidden, they never added a day to Chodesh Elul because they wanted to bring the Geula, Zolkim and Noch Shneller. We're going to wait another day for the Geula. It was an Achishena and the Be'ita. The Be'ita Zolkim and Achishena. We don't want to push it off even one day. Lefi Rav Tukachinsky is saying is Chodesh Nisan was the same exact thing. Adar Asamuch L'Nisan was La'olam Chaser. Why? Because there's another man Omar that holds not be Tishrei Asidim Ligal, or be Nisan Asidim Ligal. Either way, starting Chodesh Tishrei, we should be Zoicha to be Tishrei Asidim Ligal. Everyone should be Zoicha to Gezunt and Parnasa and Nachis and Refuas and Yeshuas, and we should talk to be Zoicha to the Bias Goyal Tzedek, then Herabi Amenu Amen.